It's time for another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor the monthly Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast, highlighting member businesses, events, and organizations. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce exists to promote business in the Monte Vista area. They serve its members and the community at large by planning and hosting many local events, social media promotions, advertising, and help to improve community relations and communication among the residents and guests of the Monte Vista area. Their mission is to advance a sustainable business environment and improve the quality of life for the community. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is located at 947 First Avenue. You can call them at 719-852-2731. That's 719-852-2731. Or visit their website, montavistachamber.org. That's montavistachamber.org. And check back at the beginning of every month for another Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast on slvoices.com.
Coming up on this podcast are another three unique interviews. The first is with one of the directors of the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce and resident manager of the Sandhill Inn and Suites, Ken Hamko. Following that, you'll hear from Fennell Garcia, owner of Absolute Shine Auto Body and Paint. And we wrap up this podcast by talking with Larry Roberts, owner of Roberts Group Real Estate.
I'm Adam, and this is the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce Business Spotlight for October 2019. Part of each month's podcast is to introduce our listeners to our local Chamber of Commerce and the good folks behind the scenes. This month, we're talking with Ken Hamko. Ken is a director at the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce and also the resident manager at the Sandhill Inn and Suites. Appreciate you stopping by the studio. Ken, where are you originally from, sir?
How far do you want to go back?
As far as you want to go.
Well, I'm kidding. Originally born in Ohio, but left many years ago and have been all across the country.
How did you end up in the San Luis Valley then?
Well, the hotel actually brought me here. A friend of mine was the original owner there. I was at the time doing some consulting, and he said, you know, do you want to run the hotel? Do you want to, you know, go in this with me? I said, sure. So I came down to the valley.
When was that?
That was in June of 16.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, your past, your history. What kind of things have you done?
So, I've been in the hotel business a long time, mostly corporate hotels, but and independent hotels. Last 27 years, moving across the country. Did larger hotels, mostly all larger. Kind of left the business a little bit and doing some consulting. And then this particular thing came up. So this is actually one of the smallest hotels that I've ever worked in.
Ken, how did you become involved with the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce?
Well, by mistake, no.
Okay.
No, actually, because it's a small town, let me go back. Because having been in larger cities, having been in larger hotels, it's sometimes difficult to be involved in different things. When I moved to Colorado here, I got involved in the Colorado Restaurant Association. I was on the board of directors there for several years, you know, which was good. Having the time to do some of these things was difficult in the larger hotel. So when I got down here, the hotel had just reopened from being renovated, and we needed to position the hotel, not only with the community, but online and business-wise. In order to do that, you need to be involved in the community. And Monte Vista is a great town to be involved.
I agree.
It's just, I won't say it's easy to get involved, but once people know that you want to be involved, you can do as much or as little as you want to do. They're willing to dish it out.
Well, can you tell me about the events coming up in October that the Chamber's involved in?
Really, the only one that I'm aware of at the moment, but I'm organizing one, so I'll tell you about that one too, is the Moonlight Madness, which is our little Halloween celebration downtown, you know, which is kind of cool because all the businesses give out candy to the kids and there's games and things and, you know, we have a haunted house and it's been very successful. Last year it grew. Hopefully this year it'll grow again.
When is it happening this year?
That is Friday the 25th of October.
And you said you're working on something else too?
We're trying to get together a member appreciation event. It's kind of a twofold thing. It's a member appreciation event so we can mingle. The chamber directors can mingle with some of the members and get to know each other a little bit better. And also it's an opportunity for some of the members to bring prospective members. I'll step back a minute because the chamber is, we're moving forward big time.
Yes.
We got a lot of stuff going on. We're involved in a lot of stuff. But to keep doing that, obviously you have to have support. And the two support things that you have to have is people to be involved and money. We are a nonprofit organization, so our money is made through membership and the small events that we do, or some of the big events that we do throughout the year. And the other part to that is, I think the more people involved in the chamber, the faster we grow, the more things we get done, and the better it is.
Let's go back to the Sandhill Inn and Suites for a little bit. What would you point out as your business's most outstanding accomplishment in the last couple of years?
I'd say that's twofold, probably.
All right.
First, because we took it over from some other folks and we did a major renovation in that, we had to reposition the hotel. It had a new name, it had a new look, et cetera, so forth. So we had to reposition the hotel. One of our accomplishments is every year so far since we reopened after renovation is we've shown significant growth.
Great.
So we're really pleased with that. The part that feeds that, I think, is that we are somewhat different than many businesses nowadays and many hotels nowadays. I believe we project true hospitality. To kind of clarify that, being in corporate hotels, bigger hotels, you have policies and procedures. You have things you have to do. And all those things come before asking the guests how their drive was, asking them, are they going to the sand dunes, asking them where they were before they got here, whatever. The interaction with the guest, the rules and regulations supersede interaction with the guest. And honestly, I can say that because I've been doing corporate hotels for 27 years. And you have rules and regulations. And once you get all that done, once you get all the paperwork done, once you get all the things done that need to be done, now you can talk to them. So when I got into the smaller, restaurants, like family-owned restaurants in my career, and you could actually meet your customer. You could actually talk to them. You could actually develop relationships. You could recognize them when they came in the door, et cetera, so forth. And it's the same with a hotel. When somebody walks in the door, they need to feel like they've walked in and they're special. They're here and they've arrived. And I think that part of why we've grown is because we've positioned ourselves that way.
Unfortunately, hospitality is not really something you can teach people, is it?
You either have it or you don't. I can teach you how to do a job. I can teach you how to be a housekeeper. I can teach you how to enter a reservation in the computer. But unless you actually have it, it's difficult. You have to cross over a lot of lines to get to that hospitality.
Knowing what you do now, Ken, is there something you would have done differently in your business over the past 5 or 10 years?
In this current business?
Yes.
I was going to say I would have done something different in a lot of other businesses there. You know, now that I can see really what pays off. I don't know. I think I'm very happy with the direction that the hotel's going. And part of that is, or a lot of that is because everything is now coming together to benefit the hotel. I think one of the first things a new business should look into is getting involved in the community.
Yes.
You are part of that community. You can't be independent. You cannot just be, I'm here, you know, they will come. You have to be a part of the community. You have to be a voice. You have to be out there. I think for the Sandhill, I like to get involved in everything and probably too much, you know? And so it's like, all right, stop. Let's just do a couple things. But for the Sandhill, it's paid off because now we're recommended by many people. We're the hotel of choice by many companies coming through. Believe it or not, we have here in the Valley, you think, well, people don't come back to the Valley that often, right? Well, we have a lot of repeat guests. I had some people check in the other day and they said, well, we're back. And they said, you know, what is this, like 3 or 4 times we've been here? And I said, 6. You've been here 6. You know, because I have it in the computer, I can see. And so we have a lot of people. And you talk about bigger hotels. You never know their name. You never know if they come back. Unless they're famous or something and you recognize them and go, oh, look, you know, there's whoever. There's just too much going on. And so to recognize these people, have conversations. These folks, by the way, were here last year when their granddaughter was born. Well, now they're back and she's 1 year old. And it's great that we know that we as a hotel, that we as a business know that when these people are coming back, that these things are going on. And I think that's what positioned us where we are right now.
Given a personal touch.
Absolutely.
As the resident manager of the Inn, what do you feel is most important for you to monitor and keep up on as far as social media and the internet?
Oh, gosh. We don't do enough of that, actually. We really don't. I think the biggest thing to keep up on is guest comments. Nowadays, a huge percentage of people traveling make their decisions by the evaluations that people put online. And so, you know, you got to have more good than bad. So we try to do that. We somewhat solicit that when somebody goes, oh, I had a wonderful stay. Thank you very much. You know, I say, well, can you go online and make a comment? And we'd love that. And then the next person coming in says, oh, I read the comments online. And so that's why we're here. I think the biggest thing is keeping up on that. And for every bad one, you know, there's going to be somebody out there. You can't please everybody.
Exactly. Can you give me a couple examples of how your business is different from what others might be doing here?
Truly, I think it has to do with the lengths we go to be hospitable and to know our guests. We serve breakfast every morning. I'm there every morning, and I talk with all the guests and find out what they're doing every day and what they're doing that day and what they did yesterday and where they're going, where their travels are taking them and stuff like that. And I think that's important. I think we take many businesses, and it doesn't have to be a hotel. It could be retail. It could be a restaurant. Well, why don't you interact with your guest? You have somebody walking in your door that wants to buy something. Why aren't you talking with them? Why aren't you making them a friend to come and buy something? I think it's important. It doesn't have to be just a hotel. I think if you own a restaurant, the owner should be out there shaking hands, kissing babies, talking to people. How you doing? Where are you from? Why are you here? Come back. We don't do enough of that.
Engaging your customers, you're creating a relationship.
Absolutely.
What do you feel is the biggest challenge facing small businesses today here in Monte Vista?
Bunch of challenges. Honestly, getting people to stop here in Monte Vista is one of the biggest challenges. We have to figure that out, how we do that. If it's like Betty Boop out on the sidewalk with her leg sticking out so the cars pull over, people go, who's Betty Boop, right?
I know.
We have to figure some way to get them. We have to have either businesses signage something to get them to stop here. Because Monte Vista is a cute little town.
Yes, it is.
You know, and there's a lot going for it. You know, we got a couple parks going on. You can walk up and down Main Street. There's historical buildings. There's just a lot of things. Small business is interesting. You got to make sure that it's something somebody wants. I know people, I mean, I've said, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to start this. I'd like to do that. But then you sit down and put pencil to paper and you go, well, how many people really like that? How many people are really going to buy from me? How many people are really going to show up? So you got to analyze it pretty heavily. No longer is there, especially in a town like this, is build it and they will come. You've got to figure a way to build it and get them here.
You've got to bring them in. Well, that social media ties in, the engagement of the customers as they're there. If you had the power to change one misconception or preconceived notion about running a small business here in Monte Vista, what would that be?
It takes time to build a business. It really takes time to build a business. The factor also in there is the amount of time you're willing to put into it. And I'm not talking about just standing there with your product. If we go back to what I was talking about earlier, is being involved, being out there, visiting other businesses, being involved in the chamber, meeting other businesses, being involved in city council, participating in city council, going to events. It all feeds your business. People start recognizing you and recognizing that you have a business in town. And if we can't stop them here, we certainly can gain the share of people here into our business. Does that make sense?
It does. And that leads me right into my next question. Why would you recommend a local business join the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce?
One of the biggest things that I think is there is strength in numbers. The chamber is a support to businesses, and that's what it's supposed to be in any community. Like the events we put together, it is supposed to bring people here. When people come, like for instance, the Crane Festival, we're involved in the Crane Festival, the Ag Conference, those kind of things. It brings people into town. And what do they do when they're here? They got to stay somewhere. They got to eat somewhere. Maybe they'll buy something. It's a bunch of different things. So I think that back with strength in numbers, if we have more businesses involved and more businesses communicating with each other, then I think we can grow.
Oh, it's a networking opportunity.
Absolutely.
And as you said, too, the chamber's on the grow. In the couple of years that we've been here, we've seen a big change in it. It's growing, it's moving, it's doing new things. It's getting the word out about what's going on. To me, it's a great opportunity. What recommendations would you give a business that is considering starting or has just started here in Monte Vista? Your words of wisdom.
Words of wisdom. You know, I go back to hospitality. Absolutely.
Customer service.
Customer service. It goes hand in hand. I mean, customer service, hospitality. You have got to be out there and making friends. Small businesses are a struggle. I've opened a couple restaurants. I've opened a couple hotels. It's difficult. I think part of what's difficult, too, is because you're so focused on trying to be successful, you lose sight of some of the things that you actually have to be doing and that you should be doing. I would say you got to balance. You got to get the job done. You've got to be financially prudent in your business, but you also have to, in order to build it, you've got to be out there. You've got to be communicating with people. You've got to be drawing them in. There's got to be a reason why they want to come to see you and not the other person.
I appreciate you stopping by and telling us about what's going on at the Sandhill Inn & Suites and you being a director at the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
There are auto body shops, and then there's Absolute Shine Auto Body and Paint. They offer Monta Vista and surrounding town drivers a full spectrum of collision repair, auto body, and paint services. They are focused on delivering industry-best results no matter the extent of damage or disrepair a vehicle is in when it arrives at their shop. But don't take our word for it. Owner Fennell Garcia is here to tell you all about it.
I'm Adam, and we're talking to the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce Business of the Month for October. And here in the studio with us is Fennell Garcia of Absolute Shine Auto Body and Paint. Fennell, congratulations for being the October Chamber Business.
Thank you.
We appreciate you coming by the studio. You are the owner, correct?
Correct.
And where are you originally from, sir?
Well, I'm originally from Monty, born and raised here all my life.
Really?
My life for yes, sir.
That's a wonderful thing. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, your past, your history.
A lot of people don't know this about me, but I love school so much that I had perfect attendance for 12 or 13 years, I guess, if you include kindergarten.
That's awesome.
Yeah, kind of crazy. So needless to say, as I didn't want to go to college after doing all that stuff through school. You know, I was fortunate enough. I started working at a body shop at the age of 16, and that's where I learned my stuff.
You're the owner of Absolute Shine Auto Body and Paint. When did you start this business?
We officially opened in August of 2002.
17 years.
Yes, sir.
That is great. Why did you start this business?
Well, again, I started doing body work and paint at 16, working for a body shop. At the time, it was Clyde's Body Shop. Greg Pace was the owner, and he showed me my stuff. Painted my first car at 18, so at 16, it was between my sophomore and junior year of high school, so I worked that summer. And then I worked every day after school, and at the age of 18, I painted my first car at that shop. You know, that kind of got me started. I worked for the school district for about 13 years, but I was painting cars almost every weekend and working on cars in the evenings at the house. And my wife says, you know, instead of working in the evenings and weekends, why don't you just open your own business? And that's what we did.
Where are you located?
We're located at 859 Acequia Drive. It's on the very, very north end of Adams Street.
Well, tell us about your business. Get into some details here. What is it exactly that you do?
We are a collision shop. So basically, we work with insurance companies to get your cars repaired after an accident. You know, I'd like to think we're still a small mom and pop shop, but we've become a production shop. And basically what that means is we just get after it. And we do a lot of insurance work. You know, we're probably doing 10 to 15 cars a week.
I see some great reviews on social media about what you guys are doing.
Thank you. Yeah.
And you are a professional auto painter and a frame technician too?
In this business, we talk about, you know, there's combo guys or there's just guys specific to one area. Me personally, I like to think of myself as a combo guy. You know, I can do frame work, I can do body work, I can do paint work, I can do basically everything that needs to be done, you know. And sometimes you got just guys that can paint and just guys that can do body work, but I like to consider myself a combo guy.
What does ICAR certified mean?
ICAR certified is, you know, you get certificates for all these classes that you go to keep up with the times, to keep up with the new techniques, keep up with technology. We'll talk about aluminum. Aluminum is huge right now. The Fords are all aluminum bodies. And, you know, so you got to get certified in all that stuff to stay up.
As I understood it, a frame or a bent frame is one of the more difficult challenges that you face getting that straight again, isn't it?
Right. Frames are tough. And there's some vehicles that are tougher than others to straighten. You got gauges and you got, you know, we call tram gauges and you got computer software now that kind of gets you back in line. The sad part about it is that vehicles nowadays considered total losses if the frames are too bent and stuff. They just don't hold their value like they should, I guess.
What would you point to as your business's most outstanding accomplishment in the last couple of years?
Oh, the business has been great. The business has done a lot of things for me and my family. And I think if you're going to talk about accomplishments that the business has made, I'm going to say it's helped my family to be successful in life in general. You know, just helping out wherever we can, helping the community. You know, I mean, the business has just been amazing to us.
Well, I noted, too, that you support local sports teams right here in Monte Vista.
Yeah, we do a lot of donating and a lot of sponsorships and stuff. More so than my account likes sometimes, but, you know, it is what it is.
You got to do what you feel like you need to do.
Right.
That's great. Knowing what you know now, Fennell, is there something you would have done differently in your business over the past, say, 5 or 10 years?
I know my wife might get a little upset with me when I say this, but honestly, and I think this might go for a lot of business people, I came into this business knowing one thing, and that's how to work, how to do body work, how to paint, how to straighten frames. I totally had no clue about being a businessman. So if there was anything I'd change, it'd be to be a better businessman. I'm not saying I'm not successful because I feel I'm successful. I think being a better businessman would have helped me out along the line because it's been tough. You know, when you have to go into an office and do paperwork rather than do what you know what to do, it's a little different, you know. So that'd probably be the only thing I'd change. I just wish I was a better businessman.
The business side is a whole different animal.
Right. The business side is a whole different animal. Yeah, anybody can go out there and, you know, do the work. It's running the business that gets you a little. Sometimes it's like, man, what was I thinking?
Can you give me a couple examples of how your business is different from what other businesses might be offering here or in neighboring communities?
Well, I think I have a high standard and, you know, we're not perfect by all means. Nobody's perfect, but I have a high standard. And I think if you treat people right, you do good work. I think customer service is huge, always has been, always will be. I think if you can stick to that, I think you'll be successful.
As the owner of Absolute Shine, what do you feel is most important for you to monitor and keep up on as far as social media or the internet in general?
You know, that one's been a difficult one for me because I'm a little old school and I don't do the social media as much as I should. We're getting to the point where we're hiring staff that can help do that more. But I think whether we like it or not, social media is huge nowadays, you know, and it can be a positive and it can be a negative. So, you know, I think social media is good. It's good for the business. We just have to be better at going out there and showing what we can do.
You got a great website. I like it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Why would you recommend a local business or organization join the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce?
Well, I think it's important not only to join the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce, but I think it's important to be a part of your community. I've been saying this for a little bit now. I think that pendulum has swung so far out there that I think things are going to break loose for Monte Vista. I really do. And, you know, I think being a part of the chamber and being a part of your community and just really being a positive impact on everything, I think it's important. It's really important.
I agree with that. What do you feel is the biggest challenge facing small businesses here in Monte Vista today?
Well, that's a big one, too. I mean, you know, that's basically on the flip side of what I just said, you know, with the chamber and being a part of the community and all that. I think the biggest challenge is that the community has got to support local business. We got to try to keep our money here and keep our businesses in Monte Vista thriving.
Fennell, anything else that you'd like to mention, sir?
I appreciate you guys having me out. I really do appreciate it. It's an honor to have this.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you too. Thanks for coming by the studio.
Thank you.
Roberts Group Real Estate is dedicated to providing top quality service to all of their clients, whether selling your property or helping you buy a property. They have consistently been ranked in the top 10 realtors in this area and are driven to provide you with the results you're looking for. Owner Larry Roberts is proud to tell you what sets them apart.
I'm Adam, and we are talking with Larry Roberts, owner of Roberts Group Real Estate here in Monte Vista. Larry, welcome to the SL Voices studio.
Thank you very much.
Larry, where are you originally from, sir?
Oh, I've been here probably 35 or 6 years. Originally, I grew up mostly in Kansas. Moved here as a teenager. My parents and grandparents are all from the Denver metro area. Lived there a short time of early on in life. Left the city and went to other places and as a small child. Moved here when I was about 15 and been here ever since. Love the valley and don't plan to leave.
I understand that. So when did you start your business?
Roberts Group Real Estate started in 2016. My wife, Shanna, is my business partner as well and a realtor as well. She's been in real estate for about 25 years. Got me involved in the business when we first got married in 2001, and I got my license in 02. Been a realtor ever since. Worked at another office in Alamosa for a number of years, and decided in 2016 it was time to leave and create our own office and start our own thing.
What compelled you to start this business?
It was just time to do something on our own. It was time to get away. I was at a corporate office. The setting wasn't what we wanted, and wanted to do things a little differently and provide better service and more direct touch with the customers and with clients to provide the better service that we wanted to give and not have the corporate restraints of a franchise-type office.
Where's your office located?
We are at 920 First Avenue in Monta Vista. We're across the street from the old Monta Villa Hotel.
Tell us about your business. I mean, what is it about Roberts Group Real Estate? People think realtor, okay, you buy and sell houses, but it's more than that, isn't it?
It's a lot more than that. We do a lot of work with many clients, and there's a lot of responsibility to do it all correctly. A lot of paperwork involved, a lot of relationship involved. A person can contact an agent and work with a specific agent and develop that relationship to help them find a home or sell a home. A lot of that is relational, that you'd establish that friendship, that relationship with your customer, with your client, help them find what they need. Get to know kind of what they want so that other houses pop up in the market. You can help them find what that is and help them with that service.
Now, you deal with, of course, commercial buildings too and land and everything
else. We do a little bit of all. We do mostly residential, but we definitely do some commercial. We do a little bit of farm and land as well, but residential is probably our biggest piece.
What would you point out as your business's most outstanding accomplishment in the past year?
Just the number of people that we can help serve. A little over 70 people this last year, last 12 months, to buy or sell a home.
Nice.
It's just real rewarding to help them find it. Lots of folks are just so grateful to find that home, to get the help they need. They're intimidated by the bankers. They don't know what to do. We do a lot of first-time home buyers, help them with all the steps along the way. And it's not a hard process, but if you don't know what you're doing, it's intimidating to a buyer to make that decision for a first house and not sure what to do. What steps do I take and how do I proceed? I want to buy a house, but I have no idea what to do. And that's where we kind of step in and provide that service. And that's kind of what we've created our business model on, is the service end that we can create to help you, the consumer, help somebody buy a home or sell a home.
Can you give me a couple examples of how your business is different from what other real estate companies might be offering around here?
We basically offer all the same service, but it's more relationship. We all don't work the same, think the same. Nothing against any of my competitors, fellow realtors. We all work together. That's the one unique part about the business. We're not competitors, but we are competitors. We all work together on properties. So we all work great together, and everybody has different needs and different personalities, and you might click with somebody else and not me, or with me and somebody else.
You know, as you said, to customer service, which is a big thing.
Sure, and customer service is huge, and people expect phone calls back. They communicate by text and emails, and sometimes, unfortunately, it's a 24-hour job, and I get calls and texts all the time, and sometimes you just deal with that, and you help that customer because that's what they need right now.
They're interested when they're interested.
Yeah, they need help. They have a question. They got a problem. They got a concern. I become their go-to guy to help them with that need and concern.
And that helps set you apart.
And that helps set me apart and helps set our business apart.
As the owner of Roberts Group Real Estate, what do you feel is most important for you to monitor and keep up on as far as social media and the internet in general?
A lot of the business is going that direction, and a lot of people start their search, obviously, online, and they'll look for days, weeks, months before they even call anybody about a property. So you kind of got to keep all that fresh. So we do a lot of work with the online companies to keep our name out there, to keep the exposure of our listings out there so that they can be found, can be seen. And then when that client needs that help and all the different methods of social media and contact ways, we just need to be there to provide that when they need it.
Knowing what you do now, is there something you would have done differently in your business than you have done in the past?
Hard to say. I mean, hindsight's 20/20, and everybody has things. We all have things we would wish we'd have done differently. So I can't really pinpoint anything that I am just really sorry for that I've done. Business-wise, I'm sure I've made mistakes, and I'm sure I'll make more. But, you know, I think overall we've done things pretty well.
And you're learning as you go.
Learning as we go, and yeah, hopefully do things right.
Do you have any strange, unique, or funny experiences that you've encountered since you started Roberts Group Real Estate?
Oh.
No names.
Yeah, no names. Yeah, I can think of a few experiences I shouldn't repeat. Oh, I had one instance in a home. It was actually before Roberts Group Real Estate, but as a realtor in general, I was showing a home, and I was told the gentleman worked nights, and so we had to clear the schedule. And my schedule was cleared, and I was at an appointment to go see the house. We go through about 1 p.m, and I've got, you know, a family with me, basically husband, wife, kids, I think a mom, and we're walking through the bedroom to show them the house, and I look over, and the bed's not made. I thought, well, okay, that'd be nice if it was so nicer, but I look closer, and there was a gentleman asleep. We're talking at normal conversation piece, looking at the home, and all of a sudden, I went, oh, no. Shh, everybody be quiet. The guy never moved. We kind of hustled our way out the door quickly, and went on. It all worked out well. I'm glad he didn't wake up and scare him, and who knows what he might have done waking up, so who knows.
I'm sure as a realtor, you've had a lot of odd experiences over the years.
There's been a few, yep. Just dealing with people in general, it's everybody's different. It's a lot of fun. It makes the business more entertaining because everybody's personality is different and needs are different. So every client's different and every sale is different and makes it fun.
What would you say is the biggest challenge that you face as a realtor?
Probably scheduling and time and being in multiple places and just keeping everything together. I can have 5 different transactions going on at the same time in my head and trying to schedule different things with different people and different places of the transactions and of different people. It's just big coordination and big organizing to keep everything together and everything straight on the path from looking at the home to a closing time and keeping it all scheduled, keep it all moving forward in the right way.
Why would you recommend a local business or organization join our Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce?
Mostly just the unity of the community. It's such a great service that they do. I'm a former past president of the Chamber of Commerce years ago, probably at least 10, 12 years ago at least. It's a great organization. They do a lot to help serve the community, a lot of help to keep the business community kind of on the same page together and training ideas and organizing different events to help bring people to the Valley and just kind of keep Monte Vista in focus in general. It's being a small town, it's so easy to lose your way and let the bigger towns take over because they're just bigger and they have more to offer. But we have a lot to offer here as well, and they help to keep that in focus very well.
What do you feel is the biggest challenge small businesses are facing here in Monte Vista today?
Probably on a similar level, just the challenges of outside cities, outside forces. Retail faces a huge challenge with internet sales, internet shopping. It's so easy to pull up my tablet and click, 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 and UPS delivers it in 3 days versus going to buy it. So retail faces that challenge. There's bigger things in bigger cities, and real estate-wise, there's so much out there online that competes against me that takes some of what I used to do out of the equation, that I'm not as needed for some things, but I'm just as needed for other things in my business.
Is there anything else you'd like to mention or that I should have asked but didn't?
Mentioned to my wife and our office. My wife has been a realtor for 25 years and handles a whole lot of things behind the scenes that helps keep me busier, but actively works to sell and help people. And she got me started in this business and taught me a whole lot of what I need to do and how to handle the people better. Amy Salazar is an agent that works in our office. She's newer, been around a few years. She's doing very well, learning the ropes very well, and does a great job. And we make a nice team, all three of us.
You're covering just Monte Vista or the area outside as well?
We cover the whole valley. Monte Vista is probably our biggest part of things. Amy lives in Alamosa, so she covers a little more over there. I worked in Alamosa for a lot of years, so I still do a lot of Alamosa. Del Norte, a little bit of South Fork. The further away you go, the farther logistically it is to handle everything, but I do work in South Fork a little, and Del Norte, Monte Vista, Alamosa. Outside the valley gets really hard logistically, so I don't try to go there too often.
Well, if you're looking for a home, looking for property, certainly reach out to Larry Roberts, Roberts Group Real Estate, and let him help you with your needs. Larry, appreciate you coming by the studio. Thank you,
sir. Great, you bet. Thanks for having me.
Your perfect base camp for adventure is the Sandhill Inn & Suites. Centrally located in the San Luis Valley, the Sandhill Inn & Suites offers you the freshest hotel rooms. Amenities include a free hot breakfast, fast Wi-Fi, spacious rooms, heated pool and hot tub, and a friendly staff. Make your reservations online at sandhillinn.com or call 719-852-3585. That's 719-852-3585.
Whether your vehicle has been in a minor fender bender or a major collision, Absolute Shine Auto Body and Paint is here to help. Contact Fennell Garcia and his team to find out more. No matter what auto body service you need, you can count on their team to deliver peace of mind and perfect repairs. 719-852-5700. That's 719-852-5700.
Looking to buy or sell your home or land? You won't go wrong with Roberts Group Real Estate. They are committed to providing excellent service with experience you can trust and service you deserve in Monte Vista, Alamosa, and surrounding towns. Larry and his team are ready to help you today. Call 719-966-0799. That's 719-966-0799.
And if you're not part of the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce, give them a call to find out about all the benefits of being a member. 719-852-2731.
Or better yet, stop by the Chamber, located at 947 First Avenue, and make sure to check back at the beginning of every month for another Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast on slvoices.com or any major podcast platform.
The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor this podcast. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce exists to promote business in the Monte Vista area. They serve its members and the community at large by planning and hosting many local events, social media promotions, advertising, and help to improve community relations and communication among the residents and guests of the Monte Vista area. Their mission is to advance a sustainable business environment and improve the quality of life for the community. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is located at 947 First Avenue in Monte Vista. That's 947 First Avenue in Monte Vista. You can call them at 719-852-2731. That's 719-852-2731. Or visit their website, MontaVistaChamber.org. That's MontaVistaChamber.org.
We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events, more listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word, too, by joining our Facebook group, SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley, and liking our posts on other social media outlets. Also, check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please, patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your friends, family, and neighbors. We all love this area and want to see it flourish. And you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley.